Wyoming News is being brought to you by Pals Ace Hardware and Drive Safe Wyoming. Beating most people's expectations, the coronavirus vaccine has begun to arrive in Wyoming. Nearly 5,000 doses have been sent to the Cowboy State and are being divided into five packages of 975 doses that will be delivered to care providers in the following locations: Cheyenne, Casper, Jackson, Gillette, and Cody. According to health officials, the plan for distribution remains the same. Frontline healthcare providers will be inoculated first, closely followed by vulnerable residents of long-term care facilities. As production of the vaccine ramps up, shipments should begin arriving on a fairly regular basis and should be available to the general public in a couple of months. Health officials applaud the arrival of the vaccine in the state, but warn residents not to relax just yet and to continue to follow protocols until there's enough vaccine for everyone. Many are hailing the Red Zone Sports Bar in downtown Powell for standing up to Governor Mark Gordon's health mandate dictating bars close their doors at 10 p.m. Dubbing themselves a travel center and therefore an essential business, the popular gathering spot has defied the closing deadline, keeping the establishment open past 10 and earning a visit from the Powell Police Department. However, following local law enforcement's policy of education rather than enforcement, Chief Roy Eckhart says as far as he's concerned, the matter is a done deal and his department will take no further action against the Red Zone unless instructed to do so by the county attorney's office. To that end, Brian Skorick said his office will not initiate any action against the bar unless they receive a police report, creating something of a catch-22 situation. Bar owner James Andrews says he's taking the action primarily to keep his employees working and the belief that the governor's mandate is unconstitutional. The move has generated tremendous support for the bar on social media.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
Most jobs take a few steps to complete. What they shouldn't take are a few thousand actual steps roaming through a big warehouse. Instead, make a quick trip to Ace. Our neighborhood stores have the quality brands you trust, with local experts giving the advice you rely on. So Ace can help you every step along the way.
Ace Hardware is your Christmas store. Shop for all your Christmas decorations for the inside and outside your home. Plus great gift ideas at your local Ace Hardware, downtown Powell.
Are you buckled up? You better be. It's the law. Police officers and highway troopers can stop and ticket you for not wearing your seatbelt. This is Cody Beers with YDOT. Keep yourself, your friends, and your family safe. Speak up and insist that everyone is belted inside your vehicle. In a crash, an unbelted person can slam into and injure others in your vehicle. Remember, buckle up for life, Wyoming.
Escalating the charges against her, a Casper woman is accused of kicking a Natrona County detention officer in the jaw as she was being processed into jail on a charge of interference. Alita Mattson was having her shoes removed, as per jail policy, when she lashed out and dislocated the deputy's jaw with the kick. She has now been charged with a felony due to the incident and has made her initial appearance in Natrona County Circuit Court. No other details were available at press time. The Electoral College has now voted, giving Joe Biden the 270 votes he needed to ensure his presidency. But the news was not greeted with joy by many in Wyoming. The Cowboy State voted overwhelmingly for Donald Trump, and our three electoral votes were cast for the president. This look at Wyoming News was brought to us by Ace Hardware of Powell and Drive Safe Wyoming. For KPOW News, I'm Russ Graham.